This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An effort by Democratic lawmakers to end some tax breaks in order to raise money for education does not have the support of Governor Jared Polis. Supporters say Colorado could bring in more than $275 million extra dollars a year if the bill passes, but Polis has made it clear he's not interested in signing it.
I don't yet see a route for how that tax bill could become law. There would obviously need to be a negotiation with us. There hasn't been in the last few days. We remain open to the conversation, the negotiation, but I don't currently see a pathway for that bill into law.
Denver Public Schools will end its relationship with the city's police department. Police officers have been at schools in Denver for more than 20 years, but the school board voted unanimously Thursday to part ways. Two Colorado ski areas are reopening for the summer season today after being shut down for nearly 2 months. CPR's Stina Sieg has more.
Aspen Mountain and Powderhorn Mountain Resort will both have extra safety and cleaning measures in place as guests bike, hike, and take scenic chairlift rides. And Powderhorn spokesman Ryan Robinson says this will likely be a busy season at the Mesa County Resort. Powderhorn's already sold more summer passes this year than it did all of last year.
The interest and demand to get outside and recreate has been pretty amazing to see.
Powderhorn's summer season ends in late September. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Grand Junction in Mesa County, Aspen, the mountains, and much of Colorado have sunny weather today and rising temperatures into the weekend, close to 90 around Denver this afternoon. This is CPR News.